You ready?
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to Yap Time. I'm Raven Raspberry.
I'm Trevor Everett. And for those of you listening, if there was an awkward 4 seconds at the beginning of the audio version, we were doing a very good wave.
Oh my God, I'll cut
No, I
it.
think you should leave it because now I've said this.
Okay.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I played basketball today and my back hurts. So I'm basically like 40 years old. So that's kind of where I'm at, but I'm doing good.
It's kind of a red flag.
Yeah. Wait, a red flag? That's so crazy because that's what we're talking about today. Whoa, what a segue. Today, everyone, we're talking red flags. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I feel like red flags were kind of like over talked about too. For like a hot minute there, like maybe around like pandemic time, everyone was obsessed with red flags and beige flags,
Beige
green
flags.
flags. Ugh, too many flags. You want to describe beige flags for the people at home?
Yeah, I believe a beige flag is just like kind of a thing someone does that is neither a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing. But it's usually something kind of weird. It's like, I don't know, like every night I brush my teeth and then I put my toothbrush in the dishwasher. And it's like, that's like just weird. It's not necessarily a bad. I was trying to think of something off the dome and it didn't come
Yeah,
out.
no, that was a flag for sure.
Was that a red flag?
Probably, because I think that means you're like a neat freak or something. And also, why are you putting it in the dishwasher? Like, that's just, it raises too many questions
Look,
to be like a beige flag.
I don't.
A
Okay.
beige flag would be like how you sleep with like pillows over your head.
That's a great example.
That's a beige flag,
That's a
where
great
it's like,
example.
it makes you stop and think. You're like, that's a little weird, but it's ultimately fine.
But it's ultimately fine. Well, thank you for the better example. Thank you for showing me up. I sleep
Sorry.
weird. Thank you for insulting the way that I sleep as well.
No, you sleep very cozy. We've talked about this. It's
I
totally
do.
fine.
Like a little cave.
Let's see, classic red flags. Just like classics.
Classic red flags. Doesn't communicate well. I don't
Okay,
know.
yeah.
Just like a doesn't respond to texts or calls or is very like, I don't know, off, not off the grid, but
Yeah.
bad communicator.
Doesn't want to talk to you all day, just at night.
Being mean to service industry people, being mean to, I don't know, waiters, being mean to anyone in kind of customer service type things like that. I feel like that's a pretty normal one.
Maybe like always expects you to pay 100% of the time.
Always expects you to pay. That is definitely a red flag.
Never wants to drive.
Never wants to drive, really. You never want to
Well, that's different because we're together forever. And we used to very much so split the amount of driving we would do. But I feel like since we started living together, it's gotten a little different. And you usually offer, and I'm usually like, are you sure? And you're like, no, I'm good.
No. Well, I also just like driving. I've always been a driver. And so I like it when you drive. I don't mind, but I'm never like, damn, I wish you would drive more.
Yeah, I don't mind driving either, but I don't know. You're turning me into like a little spoiled princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like before I would just like kind of always bring it up and like fight you on it just a little bit. But I feel like recently, especially like this year, I've just kind of resigned myself.
Bring it up and fight me on driving, being like, no, I'll drive. And
Yeah, I'm
then
like
I.
all those little like independent things. I don't know. Yeah.
Spoiled princess.
Well,
I feel like I like driving. I don't think it's cool. Sometimes it's fun. I drive your car. I'll be like, hey, I'll drive still, but can we take your car?
Dude, yeah, sitting in the passenger seat of your own car is freaky.
Yeah. I'm never in the passenger seat of my car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God,
We
like
should do that
never.
later.
Let's do it. You want to go get food later?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Cool.
Green flag.
Cool. Green flag, going and getting food together.
Other green flags.
Gentlemanly things, opens the door and holds it, tight beat. Does little things without being asked. Like, you know, little like, oh, I do the dishes or you know, I cleaned up this thing. I don't know. I feel like most green flags are just being like, it's like, oh, a green flag to be a kind and considerate person. Like that's kind of the green flag.
Yeah, they're not like intense enough. Well, I don't know. Green flags shouldn't be intense. I guess it's the red flags that get intense. But like smells good, is nice to your mom.
Yeah.
Things like that.
No, those are good. Yeah. They're good. Good driver. Going back to cars.
Good driver.
I don't know that bad driver is a red flag, but it's definitely not. I think it's in between a beige and a red flag.
Good driver?
Bad driver.
Bad driver.
I don't know what it is, and maybe this is a hater thing of me to say, but I don't understand how people are bad at driving.
Yeah. No, I think being a bad driver is a red flag.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. No, for sure. One time, this is not a romantic red flag, but my roommate that I lived with in Austin, he was driving my car, and we were at like a four-stop intersection.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those just like really confusing busy ones that like you always kind of have to like keep an eye out. Mm-hmm. And he started to take a left, and then the person that like is across the street from us started to drive.
Yeah.
And instead of stopping, he just drove even faster.
Oh my God.
And that I think is what solidified it as like a red flag in my mind, because I was like, you don't care about me.
No. Yeah.
Like I would have been the one that got hit. Like why would, and also number two, it's my car. So how dare you drive risky in my car? I think that's so disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely. It's so funny too, because you can be a good driver and be an unsafe driver. Like definitely like.
Explain.
I think that you can be good at driving a car and make poor decisions.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I don't know if this, maybe this is getting too off topic here, but I feel like bad drivers, like they're the kind of bad drivers that are genuinely like clueless about what they're doing. And they're like, oh, they're just like the type of person that drifts into other lanes or like doesn't use their blinker or changes lanes without like checking their blind spot. And those are just like bad driver things. I think that you can be like good behind a wheel and make really stupid decisions.
Like people who drive really fast and
people who drive really fast. Yeah, weave in and out of traffic. Like, and I guess that then makes you a bad driver if you're doing like bad things. But I don't know. There's like a difference in my head of someone who is unintentionally bad at driving versus like actively making bad choices.
Sure. Yeah. And I still think they're both red flags.
I think they are too. I was just trying to
differ. I've never even known someone who's like a crazy driver like that. So that's like hard for me to imagine.
Yeah.
You know, like I've never been in a car where I'm like, oh my God, you need to stop speeding on the freeway.
Yeah. I don't think I have either. I just see it. I just see people doing it in LA and I'm like, why would you drive your car like that?
Yeah. You see it everywhere, but oh my God, in LA, you see it so much.
But no, we're going to talk some red flags today. Some of our own personal ones that we've experienced.
Oh.
Right?
I thought you were going to sit and just stop at personal ones.
Yeah, some personal ones. Things, I'm going to air out some things that I really dislike about Raven, and Raven's going to air out some things that she really dislikes about me. And
that'd be awesome. Let's do it.
What? I don't, there's nothing that I dislike about you.
Well, like maybe things, maybe my beige flags or something.
Okay.
Maybe there has to be something about me that you don't like.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know that I could, like, now's not the time, obviously. I could probably sit and think on it, and maybe there would be something that, like, when we first met and started dating, that I was like, huh, like this little thing. Maybe the only one is that you love Dosito more than me.
Okay.
Since I'm still not over that, apparently.
Second time mentioned on the pod.
Second time mentioned. Won't be the last.
See, that's like a beige flag.
Yeah.
Like, wakes up and cuddles her dog first before me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beige flag.
Beige flag. Honestly, a green flag, maybe to some.
Maybe to
some. You have your priorities. He's your little baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I respect that. Yeah. Now that I'm not as insecure, I respect that. That you would wanna be snuggling your baby when you wake up.
If you do have a red flag, do you know what it would be? Or like what you think? Self-identify red flag?
My red flag?
Uh-huh.
I think that I am a little bit ditzy sometimes. I think it's something that you've pointed out before, but where like I might not be as aware of my surroundings as I should be. I think that like I'm constantly knocking into things with my big old feet.
Yeah, that's true.
And then like in public sometimes, like I think it might be because I see over everything. And then like sometimes I just won't necessarily be aware of the people that are around me.
Yeah. No, it is very interesting. I don't think it's like a red flag. That's like a beige flag. I think when I notice that you do that, like you're very much like you'll walk backwards in a store without looking behind you and like things like that and run into people, et cetera. Like you don't know when somebody's trying to cross behind you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's a beige flag of just you don't have like trauma from your mom or somebody like getting mad at you.
Oh, for bumping into people.
Because the reason I'm so diligent is like, probably because my mom got mad at me a few times.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to be a bother. So I'm like hyper vigilant and like looking around and always like trying to make sure I'm not bumping into people.
Interesting.
But it's not a red or a green flag.
It's funny because I think that the reason that I don't see people as much probably is because like of my social anxiety. So when I am in like a crowded and public place, I'm like trying to focus on myself just to stay like, to be chill almost. Like, okay. I don't want to be like, I don't know. I'm just trying to like lock in and focus on what I'm doing, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
I'm like on a mission, you know, when I'm out and about.
Okay, well, red flag debunked.
Red flag debunked. Not a red flag.
Not a red flag.
What are my red flags? No, you didn't say the same thing I said.
Well, no, I'm trying to think like when we first started dating, like you said. Like, no, you're literally the best. You're an amazing boyfriend, amazing fiance.
Yeah.
Very attentive. We've talked about this a ton. You're great. As far as red flags, you know, the only thing I didn't like when we first started dating was how much you like to talk on the phone.
Interesting.
You know, now you know, like, I can't talk on the phone.
Now, and you are, you're a talking on the phone hater. I think it was just like, it was, especially because we spent our first... Yeah. You know, I went home to Idaho and was like, I want to talk on the phone and like hear your voice. But yeah, you're like so much different when you're on the phone. It's like you're a whole different person.
What?
Even to this day when we talk on the phone, it's like your whole tone of voice changes.
Yeah. You mentioned this.
Your whole tone of voice and your way of speaking changes. And it's like I'm talking to somebody else. It's like, oh, this is Phone Raven.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Which is really funny because like I don't, whenever we talk on the phone now, which is very rarely, but it's usually like I'm driving and I need to talk to you about something time sensitive.
Like what food we're gonna pick up.
But then it's always just like very straight to business. Here's what we need to talk about. Like I could talk on the phone with you for hours. And maybe it's because I used to do that in high school. Like I used to just have like very long phone calls. Like, I was the type of kid, like, I would talk on the phone with somebody and just, like, fall asleep on the phone almost. Like pre-e-dating, pre-Discord e-dating.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like, I'd just be on the phone and, like, be, I don't know, doing whatever, but just, like, kind of chilling on the phone with someone.
Yeah. Did you say I'm, like, straight to business?
Yeah, well, we get straight to business because that's the only time we have phone calls is when there's something that there's a question that needs to be addressed. Okay. So we figure that out and then it's like, all right, I love you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, hey, how are you doing?
We're never talking about our day. I'm never like, hey, just got back from basketball. This crazy thing happened.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, what are we doing? Cool. And
see you soon.
Yeah. Oh, and that's fine because I get to, you know, I get to talk to you all day, every day. But if we ever were in like a long distance situation for whatever reason,
of course, yeah,
I wouldn't be able to not talk to you on the phone.
No. That's very different. I think over a phone call, I prefer like a FaceTime though.
See, I don't like FaceTiming. I hate having to like hold my phone.
This is so interesting. We're like very, very opposite.
It's not that I dislike FaceTiming necessarily. Well, no, actually, I think like anytime I'm on a FaceTime, sometimes I'm like, I kind of wish this was just a phone call. I don't need this person to see my face right now. But if it was you and again in that situation, like we were, I think I would.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like I'm not answering a FaceTime from like, I don't know, a coworker.
Yeah.
I haven't done my makeup for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, I was a serial FaceTimer. This reminds me of something I thought was a green flag once upon a time. I was talking to this guy who was in the army.
Okay.
And so he lived in the barracks with like his friends and like it's just very much like college vibes.
Yeah.
And we met on like Tinder or something. And we were texting and stuff. And then I think we FaceTime a couple times because that's like you have to FaceTime them to make sure they're real.
Yeah.
And then something he did when he was like in his little apartment thingy was like introduce me to all his friends.
Whoa.
Which I was like, okay, like that's such a green flag. Like, yeah. I remember talking to my mom about it and being like, that's so sweet. Like, he's obviously not playing me because, like, he's so excited to introduce me to all his friends. And, like, why would you introduce all of the girls you're talking to, like, your friends? So there's no way he's doing that.
Yeah.
Thought it was a green flag. No. It wasn't.
What happened?
Well, there's no big story. It wasn't a green flag. He wasn't a great guy.
Oh, he wasn't a great guy.
Yeah.
But that thing could still technically be considered a green flag.
Ugh. I want to say yes, but I don't want to lie to anyone.
Okay.
Like, because it didn't turn out to be, I guess, I don't know, maybe it was like Can you have like a ratio of green to red flags? Yeah.
Can someone who is a red flag have certain green flags? I think so. I think otherwise they would never date anyone. There has to be something about them.
True. True. Like Love Island, ace, red flag.
Big time red flag.
Green flag. Really rides for Shelly.
Really rides for Shelly. But yeah, overall big red flag.
Overall big red flag.
Guys, look out for a video coming. If you're a Love Island enjoyer.
Oh yeah, let's put a feeler out.
We might be. If you're a Love Island fan, let us know in the comments. We're up to date currently on all the drama. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, technically, when this episode comes out, we won't be up to date.
Because it's, well, I'm sure we will be.
Well, we will be, but
there's an episode right now that just came out, and instead of watching it, we're filming this.
Yeah.
So we're technically not up to date. Yeah. But when this goes up, we're going to see it.
And then there's going to be another episode tomorrow and the next day, right?
Okay. And this is all besides the point, though. Yeah. Because.
Anyway.
Because Trevor wants to know if you guys want to hear his thoughts on everyone from Love Island.
I've got a lot of thoughts, and I've been kind of putting together a little bit of a,
an outline
of some of my thoughts. So if you're a Love Island fan and want to hear my thoughts, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to get into some of our personal things that we're going to talk some red flags that we've personally experienced in like a relationship or something that was kind of like, this was a moment that, or a thing that I was like, not for me type.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, I think that's where mine are kind of coming from.
Yeah, I think you're more prepared than I am. So I'm just like, because I'm thinking.
No, you're good. Would you like me to start off with one?
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay. Should I start with my kind of funny one?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is my kind of funny one. And this is, I don't even know that this is a red flag. More so just something that happened that immediately turned me off from wanting to be with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I was living in Virginia after I graduated high school. Now, at this point in time, this is when I was interning at a church, and pretty involved. Have I talked about it on the pod?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, cool. So I'm pretty involved. Like, you know, it's not just I show up on Sunday. Like, I'm there and I'm in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this girl that I reconnected with that I knew from elementary school.
Whoa.
When I lived in Virginia in like the fourth and fifth grade.
Right.
So this is someone that I knew from there, reconnected with. And yeah, we hung out, had a little kissy kissy make out type beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, she's like a super nice girl. And I was like, definitely like feeling like I might be into her.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and talked, and she was just kind of talking about where she was at relationship wise. And she asked me, I don't remember her exact wording, but essentially she asked me if I would be kind of like a like spiritual peer to her. Like she like knew that I was in the church, and she's like, hey, like I would love it if you would kind of like be able to like walk and like guide me like and kind of be like a spiritual mentor to me. And I was like, what? I was blown away. I got pastor zone.
Pastor zone? Oh, like she wasn't interested in being with you romantically after that?
I don't think so. I think she was like, I'm not really like wanting to have a relationship. She's like, I think I need to work on some stuff in myself. Would you be willing to help with that? And she pastor zoned me.
Whoa. That is so weird. Honestly, I wasn't even thinking pastor. That's like, she wanted a cult leader.
She wanted a cult
leader.
That's
what my mind went to.
She cult leader zoned me.
Yeah.
It was just so funny. I'd never had a girl just be like, hey, I would love it if you'd like kind of just like help me like spiritually in my faith walk. And I was like, I was like I'm not qualified.
You're like, I'm Trevor from Smosh.
I was like, I'm Trevor from Smosh. Yeah, so that was the time I got pastor zoned, and that immediately was like, whoa,
that is so interesting.
Definitely. I don't know, maybe she did want to pursue a relationship but still have that be a big part of it, but I don't know.
I feel like that's so crazy to like kind of hook up with someone and then be like, hey, by the way, like, I just want a mentor.
Yeah.
Like, there had to have been, like, I don't know, a mix, like, of both.
Yeah. No, it was, yeah. So that was my first, that's like kind of funny red flag if someone that you want to go out with is like, hey, will you be a spiritual mentor to me?
Mm. What about it is a red flag?
I don't know. That I didn't want to do it. It's not necessarily even that it's a red flag. That's why I kind of preface it. I'm like, it's not necessarily a red flag, just something that immediately made me be like, I don't want
maybe this. It was just too soon.
It was a lot. It was a very weird thing for her to ask. Because she and I think that I was going through a lot at the time that, like, I wasn't in a position where I was like, I can be there for someone like that. Like, the way that she needed me to, like, the things that she wanted me to do, I just wasn't capable of doing. Which is nobody's fault. Like, I don't think it was unreasonable what she was asking. But I was just not in a great place at that time. So, yeah, that was kind of my first quote unquote red flag.
Yeah.
But not really red flag.
Okay.
No.
I have a kind of a lighter one as well. Maybe not light. Who knows? Okay. I also have like a green flag. Okay, so this is dynamic.
Okay, all right.
This guy has a green and a red flag. So again, embarrassing. Another army guy.
Guys, that's gonna be a theme.
Yeah, it's honestly, I didn't date in high school and I didn't date in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. Okay, so this guy, I love 21 Pilots, and we had only met up like a few times, but it was super sweet. It was like during the pandemic. He got his like exclusive 21 Pilot backpack that he like got, I don't know, like at a concert or something. And he filled it with like, God, it had to have been like $50 worth of snacks.
Okay.
And he just gave it to me.
The way to your heart.
Uh-huh. No, yeah. Literally, like I was eating that stuff like every night for like 2 weeks. It was like the best 2 weeks of my life. Just like, shut up. Don't give me that face. It was like before I met you. It was the best 2 weeks.
Okay, okay.
Best 2 weeks of like the early pandemic.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
But it was just so many snacks and it was so awesome. But it was unfortunate because I didn't really like him that much. So I had to figure out like how I was going to give him back his backpack once I was done eating everything. But because his red flag was that he would not stop talking about like his friends and childhood. Like, it made me upset, probably unreasonably. I just like clearly was not ready to be in a relationship, I think, one. But it's like it was the only thing he wanted to do. And don't act surprised, because imagine you're like trying to meet someone, trying to talk to them, get to know them. And like, instead of building memories with you and like doing things with you and like asking you questions, all they do is talk about like nostalgic things that they can't let go of. Like always showing you their like photo app and like going through photos and like just always like about their past. And it's like, you haven't asked me one thing. Maybe that's the red flag. Like, you're not asking questions, but I've pinned it down to like, if all they can do is talk about their past, like that's a red flag to me.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I got, I was making that face cause I was scared. I like wasn't expecting that. And then I was like, shoot. I was like, I talk about my friends and my childhood.
Oh my God. No. It's different. It's like way more intense than that.
No, yeah. You're like just talking about nostalgic things. Meanwhile, this whole show is me being like, damn, so nostalgic.
Oh my gosh.
No, that would be frustrating. I could totally see like, if that's the only thing that they want to talk about, especially if you're getting to know someone. Like
100%.
I can talk to you about my childhood and stuff. And it's like, I mean, you've heard it all. So
No, it's very different. And I think that in combo with the, like, never asking me anything.
Yeah.
Really peeved me off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know you enough to care about all these little stories you're telling me.
Yeah.
And you haven't asked me anything about myself.
Yeah.
So it's like very one-sided.
Were there any like, were the stories from his childhood good? Like, were they at least entertaining?
No. He was a very weird guy.
Okay.
A very odd person from like a very small place in California.
Okay.
I don't remember where, but it was like a smaller city.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had very odd stories about like his friendship, like group, his friendship dynamics and like who was dating who and like what sexual encounters happened. Like stuff like that would come up too often.
Oh, he's like giving you a full background of his friend group and like,
it's
like the drama.
Just very, very odd. Oh my God. I could probably talk about that forever, actually, just thinking about how weird of a person he was now.
It's definitely especially weird, like, if you don't know the people. Because now you've met a lot of my friends. So if I say, like, oh, like, yeah, then Elias did this thing, like...
And then actually, I'm like, what's his gamer tag?
Yeah, and then you're like, what's his gamer tag? And it's funny because I picked, like, the one friend, actually, that I don't think you've met, Elias.
That's funny.
But, like, you know. And, yeah, you know their gamer tags also. Mm-hmm, you have to ask. But... you've been to the places that I'm telling you about. I'm like, hey, you're that park. that I was at next to my house.
Like, yeah.
You've driven by it at least.
Yeah, very different.
That's so funny.
Okay, not to hijack, but now I have a question.
Yeah.
If somebody early on is telling you a bunch of like sexual escapades and like mentioning that they've had like a threesome and stuff, is that a red flag for you?
I think it depends on how funny it is.
How funny it is.
I think that like how lighthearted it is. Because I think it is a red flag if you're just talking about like, yeah, I've had a threesome before. But if it's like an insane story, like I was making out with this girl at like a party and then like all of a sudden there was just another person in the bed or something, like something, if it's something crazy, like if there's like a story attached to it that's like, this is insane. Like, I think that that is less of a red flag than them just kind of
like if they're also amused by it.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like that's my story of the crazy story that I have of the girl that I went to like the show in downtown LA. Like that story is insane. Like I'm not telling that from a perspective of like, oh yeah, I like hooked up with this girl. I'm like telling it from like, this is a crazy scenario that happened. But I think it is a little bit like distasteful early on getting to know someone talking about kind of your sexual history.
100%.
Unless they're explicitly asking.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Do you feel the same way?
Yes. Yeah, I think I agree. I think like when you're younger and dating, that comes up quickly so much more often.
Mm-hmm.
But like as an adult, like, yeah, no, I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, for sure. It's different if you're like in college, if you're like 21 and you're talking to someone. And,
yeah.
But
I don't know.
I still don't want to hear it. It's like weird.
Hmm.
Unless it's funny.
Unless it's amusing.
Unless it's amusing in some way. Okay, my next red flag, this one is like, it's tough. I don't know that I have a specific story tied to it, but there was a person that I knew at one point who was this way. And it's when your sense of humor is just being mean. I think it can be very funny to like make little like witty jabs or like, you know, like say like little jokes, like jabs at people that you know well.
Yeah.
But when someone just like off the rip, their whole sense of humor is just like being mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so off-putting to me. Because also, and then in like a relationship setting, if their whole, you know, if they're being, when they're trying to be funny, they're being mean.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how they are when they're trying to be mean or when they're upset, like they're just going to be even more mean. And maybe it's growing up like with my brother because he's kind of that way. Like he just likes to like really like, I don't know,
harp.
Make jabs. He likes to harp. He just that's what he thinks is funny.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, when there's a person that's that way, I'm like, I don't know. It's just not fun to like be made fun of. Like,
yeah, it's giving bullying.
It's giving bullying. Yeah. No, there was this girl that I worked at the bakery with. She was actually worked upstairs in the restaurant, but she was that way. She was just like a very like kind of just like abrasive, like she was like a nice person. Like she like clearly had like, I don't know, she wasn't like a terrible person. She was just very mean.
Yeah,
like it was just like, I don't know, maybe that does make her a bad person. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I totally know exactly who you're talking about, like the type of person. It's almost like they're trying to establish like a sense of dominance and like the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah.
I feel like just by putting you down and laughing it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It is really icky.
Yeah. I think especially like also, I don't know, just like in restaurant culture, I totally understand like being a woman in a kitchen is like you deal with a lot of crap. Like guys are gross. Guys that, you know, chefs, line cooks can be much grosser. And so I could see how like that would kind of like harden you, but still it's just like, I don't know, any sort of like very like personal jabs, especially when you don't know the person super well,
yeah,
makes me feel icky.
No, I agree. I once had when I was a full-time streamer, I had a moderator who was like that, and it was rough. It was always like a topic of discussion, like when we would have like mod meetings or whatever. Yeah. It was like, I don't know, it was just something that would come up a lot. Just like, hey, it doesn't really make me feel good when you're doing that for my entire 5-hour stream.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's really hard to laugh every single one off when mm-hmm. it's like relentless. So
yeah, I think the relentlessness is a big part of it. Because mm-hmm. like, I think, like, you know, you make little jabs at me every once in a while mm-hmm. and it's funny and it's fine. And mm-hmm. you know me, and you know the things that would actually hurt me, and you don't like harp on those right. things.
Mm-hmm. That is one thing about you. You're never mean to me.
Yeah.
Probably a green flag.
That's good, I think. Do you want me to be mean?
I don't know. I might cry, but you should try it.
I don't think I want to try it.
Just like, I don't know, like when I make fun of you for having really stinky toots, like, you should get me back.
Thanks for airing that out here. Okay. Sorry, I have, you know.
Someone had to.
It's normal. What could I get back at you for?
I don't know. See, this is the thing. You need to find my little tiny red flags.
Is me having stinky toots a red flag? Is me being a human a red flag?
Oh my God. Maybe it's like your willingness to absolutely anywhere.
Not anywhere. In the comfort of our home.
Recently, you tooted on me. Like, I was right in front of you, and you just tooted. Like I was, like, in front of your
okay,
butt.
Okay, I was giving you a massage. And to be clear, I was sitting on the couch with my legs spread out. Okay, for the audio listeners,
this is crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting spread out, and you're sitting in between my legs, and I'm giving you a massage. It's not an easy position to get out of. And then I didn't do it intentionally. It just kind of, slipped out. I'm in a compromised position. Wow, that was crazy. So I'm sorry that happened. It wasn't intentional. I was doing a nice thing for you.
You're just a little joke. I'm sorry.
See, now I'm sad. Red flag. No, I'm just kidding.
Red flag when she calls out your stinky toots on your podcast.
Thank you. Exactly. That's your red flag. You telling the whole internet that I have stinky toots.
I feel like there's not anything you could tell about me or say about me that I think I'd be upset about, though.
Mm.
It's just very real. Like, I know you're joking when being upset about the toots.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're very comfortable about your toots.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. Like, anything that's like considered gross, I'm like very open to talking about. So I don't think you could actually upset me.
No.
Or be mean.
I feel like kind of in most of my time on the internet, maybe to a fault, I've been like too honest or open.
Really?
Not like to a fault necessarily, but just like really talking about some things that are like the average person would probably be like, you're just talking about that on the internet.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. There's nothing about me. Like, yeah, I'm a human being.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that, I really like would want to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am pretty good at like laughing at myself too, just like mm-hmm. about the things like that.
Yeah. Which is a green flag.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Not super nuts. Well, I'm insecure, but not in a way that I like. It's within me,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like a public, like Love Island Ace. Very insecure and very defensive, like very uh-huh. vocally, like you can tell he's insecure.
Yeah.
When he gets upset and he just starts like going off.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can never go off like that. Actually, fun story. I playing basketball today. It's funny how like I don't like to be I'm such like not an aggressive person. I was playing, and you're familiar with like blocking a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I had just like a really, I had like a couple of really crazy blocks today, but mm-hmm. one where it's just like fully like smack the ball, like the very loud, just like I mm-hmm. swatted that ball.
Yeah.
And afterward, like literally my first instinct was to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Like, just cause I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't want anyone. I've gotten my shot blocked before. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to be mean. Uh-huh. Like, I was just playing defense. But then, like, I think, like, Aiden was like, he just, like, did a joke, like, ah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you got to get pumped. And I just went, ah.
But, oh, like, my God.
Yeah, I don't like being mean like that.
You're a very chill person.
Yeah.
You're not an angry guy at all. Which is a green flag. And I will say red flag. Which surprisingly is not a deal breaker for most people, I think. Red flag is if I think they ever call you like a name.
Mm.
Like, in a heated argument in a like derogatory way. I brought this up at my last job, and there was only like one other couple, well, one coworker, so him and his girlfriend. He was like, yeah, me and my girlfriend have never like yelled at each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. But everyone else was like, what? Like, you and Trevor have never like gotten in a fight? And I was like, no.
No.
Like, red flag if you raise your voice, red flag if you, I don't know, just call me something out of the heat of the moment.
I could never call you a name.
I know.
Like, the idea, like, even seeing, like, on Love Island, where a hot button topic. No, just like when, like, when people just like call the person that they're talking to or be like, oh, they're like a B word. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't, I don't think I could ever be like upset or angry enough to look at you and be like, you're a B. Like,
no, literally.
That makes me sick to my stomach to think about.
Yeah. No, and it's shocking to me just like that this is not the very obvious general consensus.
Yeah.
Like, even being the one who grew up in a family who was like yelling, screaming, arguing all the time, like, now I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How is that a possibility? Like, if you ever raise your voice at me, like, I would need to go away for like a week.
Yeah.
And just think about my life choices.
I can, like, never.
It's bonkers. Yeah. It's bonkers.
Well, that's good, because I'm not a voice raiser.
No, you're not.
I don't. I'm trying to think. There was one time recently when I raised my voice because I was really irritated. But I think it was because I, like, stubbed my toe or something. Like, I was having, like, a bad day, and, like, I stubbed my toe, and I was like, God! And I just, like, got upset.
No, that's literally the only time you, like, yell out of frustration.
Because I'm clumped, my big old feet hitting everything.
He's always walking into our dishwasher.
Yeah.
When it's open, forget it.
Yeah, when the door is down, I've hit it. I walk into it every time it's down, somehow. It's because I don't know. Actually, I genuinely don't know why. I should be better. I shouldn't run into things as much as I do, but I do.
It's okay. I ran into our dishwasher like yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
It hurts.
Okay, another red flag.
Yeah.
The day that I knew I was going to break up with my ex was because of the way he reacted to an Instagram post.
Oh, I put shoot. Up. Okay.
And so this is like before my content career. I'm in college, like looking for an artistic outlet. Like, I don't know, I was experimenting with, like, self-portraits, which were, like, really trending at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, taking just, like, I don't know, like, cute little photos of yourself with, like, you know, artistic makeup on or something. Like, trying to do something just, like, quirky and cool and, I don't know, for the Instagram, you know? And I took these photos and I put them up on my Instagram after, like, editing the colors, like, hella. And it's literally, like, the photo is from probably, like, my collarbone, like, literally shoulders up.
Yeah.
Here, like where your necklace falls, like
very
high up and then up. So I did take off like my bra for the photo because, you know, I didn't want my bra strap showing.
You whore.
Stop. and I it's just a really cute photo. I'll like reshare it on the Yap Time Instagram or something.
Yeah,
so people can see it. But it's still on my Instagram if you scroll really far, and it's there's like orange makeup on my face, and you'll know when you see it because it's like a weird photo.
I think I know the one. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. So I posted it, and back then it's like before, again, my content career is just like friends on Instagram following me or something, and I think it probably got like 100 likes, you know, which like at the time was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And so I remember just being really excited because it was like a little thing that I did that was a little uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
And I like kind of put myself out there and made something I was like pretty proud of.
Yeah.
And he came over, I don't know, like after classes or something in college. And I remember like excitedly telling him about it because like maybe he hadn't seen it yet, or I don't know, different times, like not everyone was on the internet all the time. And I was just like so excited to share it with him, and I sat down on the sofa, I was like showing him, and like I don't know, I pulled out the phone and I showed it to him, and he was like, oh, like of course it did well, you're basically naked.
Basically naked.
Yeah, and I wasn't basically naked. I was period. I was naked, period.
Like, you were naked.
Yeah, and I mean, but again, the photo was literally just like you could see my collarbones and up.
And to be, not to play the devil's advocate, but you have very sexy collarbones.
Shut up.
I find your collarbones to be very erotic and enticing.
You have to stop.
Sorry. What?
Oh my god. But point is, as soon as he said that, like I literally knew.
Like, that's insane.
I think I probably visually, like, you could see, like, just me sink when I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you literally don't care about me.
What happens when you want to go to the beach and you have a bikini on?
Oh,
like,
my
what
God.
Is he going to just, like, make you wear a robe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so insane.
It's like, God forbid I post my collarbones on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I knew I was going to break up with him that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it took me like an extra like 3 weeks to do it, but I did.
Yeah. That's like a very, I feel like especially in the world that we live in, the social media world, like any sort of policing of outfits or things that your partner is doing online is just very like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine ever like you putting on an outfit and me being like, you can't go out in that.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's bonkers.
Like, you're not the type of, like, if we go out, we're going out together.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you were the kind of girl be like, oh, I'm going out for a girls night, and you like put on an outfit, I there couldn't be anything that I'd be like, I don't feel comfortable with you going out.
Yeah, that. No, that's insane.
Or being like, I don't feel comfortable. If there was something you wanted to post, you'd be like, I don't think that you should post that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's a hard thing to like navigate when you're like 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really kind of coming into yourself. And like, I was never one to actually post anything like risque.
Yeah.
And so to hear that so early on, and like, it was just so icky.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like another side of the same coin, but he also was just like not very supportive in my whole streaming career, actually, in everything. Oh my God. He was just a total red flag, actually, now that I think about it. So he was, back then, he was studying for the MCAT, which is like the big test you take to qualify for med school.
Okay.
And so it was like very intense, and like I respected that. I definitely probably needed a little bit of talking to, because I was pretty needy back then.
Yeah.
So to tell me like, hey, I know we never see each other, but like, just so you know, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday or whatever, you're not going to hear from me at all. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty brutal. Like, just because we were like a long distance relationship that became like not long distance. And so there was just like a lot that needed to be worked out. But that is something I ended up, you know, just kind of like dealing with and like understanding and supporting him in.
Yeah.
And then when I started streaming, I think literally probably as a result of that, just because I had so much downtime, he like did not like that I would stream. Like, even like there was a time, and on stream, like, guys, oh my God. There's going to be men in your chat. There's going to be other men content creators, because the streaming space is very male dominated, who are going to like, you know, want to play games and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like for you not to trust me and then like call this out and just like, just be like, why are you doing that? Or like, can you come over? And it's like, no, I'm going to stream. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you should come over. It's like, ugh, ew.
Yeah.
So anything like that, red flag, see it. And run. Like, there's no room, I think. Like, there was probably so many red flags before that.
Yeah.
But these are, like, the big explosions that I can, like, know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, that kind of non-understanding or support of me as, like, a person growing was, like, evident from early on.
And I think it still stems from that just kind of controlling. Like, he didn't like the idea of you being in a situation or something that he couldn't control or keep track of. No. Well, to be fair, I mean, I did take away your internet access because I didn't like the idea of you being online talking to people.
Yeah.
But that's okay, right?
Yeah, I remember when we started dating and you said, I can't stream anymore.
Yeah, you can't stream anymore. I turned on a lot of parental controls on your phone. I restricted your internet. You have only like an hour of screen time a day.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. No.
Okay, just to clarify, that's all a joke, guys.
It's all a joke. That's all a joke. If anything, I've encouraged you more so. I want you to spend more time on the internet. I think it's really good for our brains to be on the internet more. Again, joking. I don't know. Is that all of yours? I think I could have one more that I was thinking of.
I think that's all I have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My other one that I and this was a big one for me, and to be fair, I don't think I knew that this was a red flag for me or something that I needed until I was in a situation where I saw it. But not being independent. I think being like very dependent, that was a red flag for me in a previous relationship where just like yeah, not dependent, very reliant on all of the people in her life to do things for her, I guess, was is like a way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
And not having, like, because I don't think it's bad to be dependent on people. I think that it's totally okay to need help from others. Mm-hmm. And I think at any age, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think anyone is on the same timeline. But I think it was, like, really about also not having any of the drive to want to go and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess, like, being content just having everything done for you. That was, like, a very, like, that was, like, a whoa, I need someone. It just puts so much pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes you feel like, because you're a very independent person. I mean, when we met, you're living on your own. Like, you're very, like, successful in what you've done. And, like, that was really amazing. That was one thing that when we started dating, it was like, oh, like, this is awesome. And it's funny because I do love, like, taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the idea of taking care of you. I love, like, buying things for you. I love, like, I love being able to do that. But it's also, I think, part of the reason that I love it so much is because I know that there's not, like, the pressure to do it. It's almost like I get to do it because I love to do it, not because it's something that I have to do, otherwise you're not going to be okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I have trust in you that, yeah, if something happened, like, I know that you would also be able to, like, turn around and take care of me. And so, like, I think that was, like, a really big thing, is just having that independence, and then that drive also, just, like, in life in general, that drive to, like, continue to do stuff.
Yeah.
Was really important to me.
Yeah. No, I agree. Having someone who just, like, I think that is one of my number one things that I always found, like, valuable in a partner, is someone with, like, drive, like you said, like, passion to do something.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is, like, you can literally be super passionate about running, like, a freaking corner store.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, all about it, like, snobby, that's sick.
No, you're so right. It's literally anything. Pick a thing, whatever it is. Like, I don't care. Just, like, yeah, just want to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of other, if there's any other red flags. Any little teeny tiny red flags?
I wanted to ask, how do you feel about sharing location?
We share location. I think it's, I don't mind. I think it's fine.
Is there any, like, point or, like, a time period that makes it fine, or?
I don't know. I think it's something that you would have to talk about, like, with your partner. I can, here's the thing, is obviously I don't have anything to hide. And I know that you don't have anything to hide. And purely, like, the whole sharing location purely for me is on a purely logistical basis. The only thing I would, like, is, like, what if something happens and, I don't know, God forbid one of us gets in a car accident and you're not, like, you're on your way home and you stop responding. I check your location and you're just, like, at a standstill, like, then something I know is going wrong. The only other time I ever check your location is if you're, like, on your way home from work and I'm trying to gauge how much time I have to do something, where I'm like, okay, I know that you're probably 10 minutes from now, so it's time for me to start boiling the water to make pasta for dinner.
Yes.
Or I'm like, yeah, I'm like, here's, like, this is how much time I have before, like, okay, you're this far from home, I'm going to feed the dogs now so that when you're, by the time you're back or whatever. But I mean, I'm never just checking your location for fun.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like, I'm never like, ooh, I wonder what she's up to. It's literally if it's like, oh, you're on your way home. Like, how close are you to home? You know?
No, and the thing is, we always know what one another is up to. So it's not like I'm looking and I'm like, is he really playing basketball?
Yeah.
Like, I know you're there.
You know, I come home smelly as crap, sweaty with dirt all up and down my arms because we play outdoor basketball. I think that it's something that, like, I don't see if you don't have anything to hide and you're in a very committed relationship with someone, there's no downside to it. Like, there's no rational reason to not want to do it. But to each their own. If someone feels like that's, like, a step in their privacy that they don't want, like, I don't know.
It's so tough. I ask because I don't know exactly where or how I feel about it. like in what stages of the relationship. That was, I feel like it's always only been an issue up until you. Like when we did it was probably, God, had we moved in yet? Probably not.
Somewhere around when we moved in together.
Yeah, like we were definitely like very, very serious. Mm-hmm. But you're the only person who's ever been like, kind of mentioned it. Like, I think we both just kind of like, I don't know. It came up very organically and it was like, I did not have even like an inkling of like, oh, this is a little weird or like a little invasive.
Yeah.
It was just very much like, yeah, I'm literally hiding nothing. I'm updating you all the time about what I'm doing. Like,
yeah,
this is a non-factor for me. Yeah. But the times that it has been an issue, I think is literally, yeah, because I wasn't, like, very committed.
Yeah. No, I feel like when we did it, it was, like, very pragmatic. Mm-hmm. I think it might have literally been something like, hey, like, let me pop on my location just in case I can't text you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see where I'm at. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, even if my location wasn't on, though, anytime I drive home, I tell you how long it's going to be until I'm home.
Yeah. No, you're very good about that. I'm so bad about that. That's, like, a red flag or, like, a beige flag for me is you're so good about arriving to, like, an office or like when you go to work you're like, hey, just got here, like,
yeah,
you're so diligent, like, hey, just got to Target, leaving Target, back to Canes, leaving Canes, like, be home in 15.
Yeah.
I'm so terrible about that. Like, I'll get to work and then 20 minutes later I'm like, oh, forgot to tell him. So I think it's helpful in that regard. Like,
yeah,
I hope you're able to use it and just be like, okay, she's there and alive.
That is one of the other couple times I think where like, yeah, you're supposed to be at work or you should have been at work by now, and I'm like, you haven't texted, I'll just go peep and be like, okay, you made it safely.
yeah but every other time it's just not been good. I don't know, like in my last long-term relationship I feel like it enabled me to be crazy. I think it was not healthy for me. Like, I think there was a point where I was like, we need to stop because I need to not have access to this. And then again, when in like a very fleeting Tinder relationship, I remember like a guy going missing and like being in, like, I had, you know, the ability to check. So I freaking checked and I can see that he's like in the parking lot of his barracks and not in his room. And then he's like ignoring me. And then the next day he's like, oh, well, a bunch of lies. And then it's like, this isn't adding up. So I don't know, like, in that case, if it's a good or a bad thing. But I think overall, we're not supposed to know.
No.
We're not supposed to have access to this much information.
Yeah.
So it's probably better to not.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think it does enable, like, a lot of, like, fear. Because, I mean, we also live together. So it's like, we're always... together unless one of us is at work or I'm playing basketball, you know. But like, if we weren't living together, then that definitely opens up doors to be like, oh, like, he's, you know, said he's gonna take a nap or play video games or something. Let me check his location. Like, I think that that's when it's like you start to just keep checking it, like, anytime. Like, I think that's when it becomes unhealthy. I think for us it's just a very practical thing to like have it on, like, just in case, you know.
No, the way you mentioned like, oh, I'm going to take a nap and then checking. That's like exactly what happened to me in my first relationship.
Yeah.
And again, it was long distance. So it's like amplified, just like the amount of anxiety you have about like, what is my person doing? Especially when you're in like a not very strong, healthy relationship. It's so easy to be like, oh, we had a fight today. So like now he's taking a nap. Like, am I sure he's going to take a nap? And it's just like, ugh, no, ew. I can't believe I lived like that, honestly.
I think it's definitely if you don't have a very like solid foundation of trust, it's not a good thing to have on, because 100%. It's just going to create more and more ideas in your head. Like, if you're checking it, like, something could be totally harmless and then you're dwelling on that, or something could actually be going on and then you're still dwelling on that. And like, then you don't know how to ask because it's like, well, I checked your location.
Yeah, it's just
that's
all
just
going
to cause a fight. Like, I think. Yeah, I think it's a very, you have to arrive at a place where you know it's not going to be an unhealthy thing for either of you. Because, I never check your location out of like, I wonder what she's up to or where she is.
Yeah.
It's literally always just like a very practical.
Yeah. Thing. I think the most I see your location is here at our apartment complex.
Yeah.
Because when you go into the garage, you lose service. And so I know when you're home because it says you're right outside.
Yeah.
but you like, I know you're on your way up.
Yeah.
No, that's where I see you the most.
That's funny. Yeah. Our garage, our parking garage, you don't get service. So then if I'm like checking to see if you're almost home, I'll see you on top of the apartment like 3 minutes ago. Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right, she's walking up to the door right now. And then I literally just like hear the knock.
Yeah. No, literally.
Or hear you opening the door. No, yeah. I mean, you're a big old green flag. Thanks. Genuinely, from when we first started dating, I don't think there was ever anything. I was like, yikes, red flag. Like, obviously, we both had our own things that we worked on and have worked on to become better people. Mm-hmm. But there was never anything that I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Is this a red flag?
Yeah. I agree. I think if anything, honestly, if I perceived any red flags in you, it was me projecting and not understanding like how a healthy, normal person operated.
Yeah.
And just being kind of like reserved and closed off.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, why does he want to talk on the phone every night? And it's like, that's actually very sweet and just very normal. And like, you're starting to date. Like, of course he wants to talk on the phone. So yeah.
Whoop. That's so funny. Oh yeah. I'm sure there are more. I know there are plenty more red flags out there.
Oh, for sure. God, when it goes to like nightmare dating stories, I think we could just do like, that could be the podcast.
Yeah.
For the rest of forever.
We could do a lot of those.
I am curious. Just like what other people think their red flags are, because it's so hard to identify genuinely. Like, I know you and I actually have some, surely.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just can't tell.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe next time we talk red flags, we'll both try and bring like one that we've like really introspectively like looked at ourselves. Been like,
oh, I could do that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know that I definitely have been a terrible person in a relationship. So like, yeah, I could do that.
I was thinking even like me right now. Like
you right
me
now.
As a person right now, is there something like within me? I think there is. I think that everybody has flaws. I think there's probably like some personality, like narcissistic flaw that I have that is like not good.
But I don't think that's true.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, the first time I met your parents, well, not met them, but the first Christmas I went to Idaho. And then you left and you went to that wedding for a few days and I hung out with your parents by myself.
Yeah.
We talked about your red flags.
What a minute. What?
Not like.
We're an hour into this episode and you're just bringing that up now?
Yeah. Honestly, like, I think the conversations your parents and I had about you was like crazy. Like, I was like scared. Like, I can't believe like I'm being this honest and just like open with your parents.
Yeah. My dad doesn't mess around when it comes to honesty.
Yeah.
He's pretty brutal.
Not brutal. It's like very refreshing and like he just wants to set everyone up for success, I think.
No, it's not brutal in a way that he's mean. It's brutal in a way that he doesn't have any problems being honest. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a very frank person and he will say something the way that he sees it.
Oh, see, I am the same way, I think. Mm-hmm. But also another red flag, people who are like, oh my God, I'm so brute. I'm like so like brash.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Is brash the word? Rash?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that. I used to say that, like, oh, I'm super honest. Like, I'm super frank. And it's like, that's kind of a red flag. It's almost in the same vein as like the picking on people one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a red flag that I've learned and grown from.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
It's possible to be honest without being it coming from a mean place.
Yeah. Or just like, it's not even like malicious, I think, sometimes. I think the way I would excuse it was just like, almost like the removal of emotions. Like, it's not mean, it's not nice, it just is.
It just is, yeah.
And it's
just
like,
telling this very frankly.
Yeah, but it's like, when you think about it, it's like, you should have a little bit of empathy no matter what the situation is.
Yeah.
And I would operate without that and think it was like quirky and fine.
Yeah. But what did my parents say about me?
It's such a really cool guy.
We keep talking about my red flags, though.
There's not time on this episode.
Okay, let's do another one.
Yeah.
No, we'll be back. Okay, because I want to hear this now. Mm-hmm. I need to hear what you said about me. Because I feel like you mentioned talking to my parents. I don't know that you've ever given me like a real rundown of what happened.
Really?
No.
Well, I don't know. It's probably not even as deep as you're thinking. Don't worry about
it. I'm freaking out.
Don't.
I'm freaking about what my parents said about me.
No.
No, I think my parents are very gracious with me. I think they gas me up. I think maybe they gas me up more than I should be gassed up.
Whoa. Yeah. No, I think your parents are very based.
Yeah.
I think also back then, just also so you understand it's not that serious, it was like things with like your last relationship too.
Oh,
it was just
yeah.
like very candid about all of that, you know?
No, that makes sense.
Whoa. Yeah. But it was a thing I hadn't heard. So.
Yeah. Well, Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming along with us on this journey. I'm curious, drop all of your red flags in the comments, because I'd love to do another red flag episode. I feel like we could talk about red flags, green flags, maybe some beige flags.
Drop
all your very important flags in the comments.
Drop your flags and drop your not decided flags, and we'll tell you what color they are.
Yeah, drop a debatable flag.
Debatable flag.
A debatable flag. And we'll do another flag episode. Because that'd be fun. And then we can hear about what my parents had to say about me, apparently. What my parents and Raven had to plot and scheme while I was being there for one of my best friends in Iowa in the middle of winter.
Well, probably not. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You're probably not going to hear that. I'll tell him after this, though.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. Thank you so much to the members. Always, we appreciate the support a ton. Yeah. And if you want to become a member of the channel, there's no pressure at all. But it just helps us continue to be able to create and do fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And look out for videos coming on this channel that aren't this podcast, and also some videos over on maybe the Raven Raspberry YouTube channel.
Whoa, this is sounding a lot like our first episode where we said we were going to do stuff.
Yeah, but we really are. I'm going to make my Love Island video. Comment. Everyone who comments on this video needs to leave at least 5 different comments. One about your flags, one about your parents, one about Love Island, one about, you know, your dating stories, and then a compliment of me. I need everybody to compliment.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, and everybody to compliment Raven.
No.
Yeah.
You know what's a video that I low-key want to make? Sorry, if you're probably like, dang, is this podcast over?
Yeah, I'm having a terrible time sitting here with my fiance, who I adore.
No, not you. I mean the people at home. Oh, but like we said bye like 10 minutes ago.
Sorry.
I want to make a video cutting my hair.
Cutting
my
your hair?
My hair is so long and it needs a haircut so bad. I was like, that would probably be sick to see.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody would want to see that. I don't know.
You should do it. Leave a comment below.
Your sixth comment.
No, seriously, thank you everyone for watching, and we will see you next week with another Yap Time.
Woo!
Bye.